Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Send Nudes, written and read by Euphemize This. I hadn't expected this. My request for nude photos had been met with a degree of nervousness, and so, after being reassuring for a short while, I let it slide. Not everyone is as comfortable as I am in front of the camera, and I know that it's hard for some people to imagine themselves through the eyes of their lover. No matter how many times someone tells you that you're hot, believing it enough to get naked and open your phone's camera can be challenging. So I hadn't expected to receive a photo. This photo. This perfectly crafted work of art. He'd clearly done his homework, finding out what women found hot in nude photos and, more specifically, what I find hot. Had we chatted about it once while I was explaining my own selfie techniques? I must have done, because this, the result of all his hard work, was just too perfect to have been a happy accident. I remembered telling him about how I would find a surface to prop my phone up on, looking for something that would put the lens at the right height whilst also allowing me to see the screen and play around with framing the image. I had told him about lighting, what I thought worked best for me, what was available in my home, and what I would like to experiment with in the future. I had shared my best nudes shot using the self-timer, but had also shared rushed ones, snapped quickly in the heat of the moment. He'd responded extremely enthusiastically to each and every one. But this showed he was paying attention, that he had wanted to get it right and wouldn't settle for anything less than something that would make me gasp. An image I would linger over for minutes, hours, days. One I would save and keep coming back to again and again and again. The photo didn't show all of him, just a tantalizing glimpse of his firm, naked body. What the camera had captured started beneath his shoulder blades and ended just underneath the curve of his buttocks, which were perfectly reflected in the shiny tabletop that his phone had been resting on when the image was taken. It must have been taken when he stayed in a hotel last week on a work trip. That night he told his colleagues that he was tired and heading to bed early. His body was turned slightly, but not quite enough for a glimpse of anything more X-rated, as his left hand gripped a towel in exactly the place my eyes would naturally be drawn to after admiring his beautiful bum. Was the towel to preserve his modesty, or simply an accessory intended to tease me even more? Probably the latter. His arm was tensed, and the definition of his bicep delicious. The way his hand gripped that towel. Had I told him how much I love to see hands in nude photos? So I could imagine them gripping my flesh, the fingers caressing my skin, and then sliding inside me. Oh, and the lighting in the photo accentuated all of my favourite details. A lamp to the right of the frame lit his back and the curve of his behind, leaving the front of his body, or what little I could see, in shadow. Another light hit the far wall in the image, creating a silhouette. Was this intentional backlighting? Had he spent hours looking online for tips on how to create dramatic lighting in a portrait without studio lights? Took his time arranging everything in the hotel room to capture this perfect scene for me? My eyes caressed the image once more. Down his back, past those dimples to the buttocks I wish I was grabbing firmly right now. Down his arm to that hand, gripping the towel tightly in front of his crotch. I imagined him dropping it to the floor and pulling me close for a tender, lingering kiss. The sort of kiss that makes you want to fuck. Home alone, I allowed my mind to wander, to thoughts of him stripping me naked and leading me across the room towards that hotel bed. Lying back, I imagined him next to me, touching me. My own hands followed the path I imagined his hands taking, across my breasts and then down, dipping between my legs to feel the wetness that the sight of his photo had encouraged. The wetness clung to my fingertips as I stroked my clit, imagining him there with me. I glanced at the photo once more. Those hands, that body, holding me, pressed against me. I imagined the smell of him, the feel of him, remembered the high I get from coming with him, as the speed of my fingers increased and my heart raced, until I came, not alone, but with him, because he sent me that photo with this exact reaction in mind. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at euphemizethis.blogspot.com.